Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create and grow income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Are you tired of trading your time for money? Do you desire freedom today instead of retirement in 10, 20, or 30 years? I'm MC Lobster, and this is the Cashflow Ninja.
This is Cashflow Ninja. I am MC Lobster. Thank you so much for joining me in another episode of Cashflow Ninja. All of our previous episodes and a ton of free resources are available at cashflowninja.com. That's cashflowninja.com. In today's episode, I am joined by John Fortes, and we're going to jump into some golden nuggets of how to passively invest in real estate syndications. John, welcome to the show.
MC, thank you for having me, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, great to have you on the show. Before we get started and jump into today's discussion, can you please share a little bit about your background and journey with my listeners?
Sure. So my background and journey is probably like everybody else's. What I mean by that is I've read all the books. I've decided which criteria or vehicle I'm going to choose to invest with. And I made the decision and I moved forward with it. So what does that look like? Well, it took me 5 years before I finally made my first investment. But during that 5 years, I educated myself. I researched both the stock market and real estate. Real estate was the one I easily comprehended, so I felt like that was the better vehicle for me. Obviously, the purchase of my own home really helped me with that because I saw how appreciation worked. I saw when you redo your kitchen, per se, and the value of your home just morphs into forced appreciation. So I saw how that worked and wanted to do that. So I tried to do that with a turnkey home, but I ended up buying it turnkey. I wanted to buy something that I fixed up, but figuring it was my first investment, why not be a little bit safe? Quickly, I transitioned into multifamily investment because it was about the same amount of work, but one roof, right? So let's just say it's 10 doors I can manage under one roof, the same as I would as buying a single family home. And when I started investing that way, I JV'd into my first deal with that, a 62 unit. My friends and family were reaching out and saying, hey, how do we do this? And what are you doing? And basically they were just curious. And then I created a fund to help and manufactured another vehicle for my friends and family to go ahead and invest in a 41 unit, which we held for 15 months and we've exited on successfully. So it was basically the like boring singles and doubles. The reason why I like boring and single doubles is if it turns into a home run, great, but I'm not looking for the home run. So that's how I started the Fortes company, and I work with passive investors and get them from A to Z. And A to Z by not having to worry about all the other letters in between. How do I get involved in a passive investment? And then what happens afterwards? So all they have to do is just read the newsletters, follow along, and we provide the updates and all that. So that's how I really got started.
Great. So what market are you in? Because you're in the south of Boston, right? Do you invest locally, or what was that like?
So my investments have been all out of state. My single family's in Florida, my 62 units in Tennessee, and the 41 unit is in Tennessee as well. That was in Chattanooga. That's a great question. Yeah. So I do a lot of out of state investing.
What are some of the things that you did? Because that might be a daunting thing, especially for people to get started. So was the first property closer to you, or was that one out of state too?
No, that's out of state.
To share the process of what you did, because other folks might be listening to this and thinking like, I don't want to buy where or invest where I live right now. I know there's some other markets. So how do they go from where they are now to that desired situation that they want to be in?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what does that look like? For me, I invested in Florida in a basically close to where my in-laws already lived. And the reason why, well, they had a second home. The reason why I invested in Florida is because I like landlord-friendly states, because if I'm using it as an investment vehicle, I need to make sure I'm not basically in Boston here. It would take me 6 to 9 months to evict someone. That's 6 to 9 months of lost business or revenue or income. So I couldn't afford to have that happen. So investing out of state where the eviction laws, if a tenant isn't the right fit, is a bit faster, quicker. It's probably about three weeks to a month. I think that's pretty reasonable for me and a safer investment for me. So that's how that looks. I invested where family was and I knew the lay of the land. I've already been out there. And me and my wife, we purchased that home without even seeing it. Our in-laws visited it for us. So if you got trusted family members, you can do that. I mean, you just got to trust their opinions, pictures, the broker, and the business plan. And we had a sound business plan with that, and we thought it was the right move. And it's producing very well today.
What was the steps that you take to get some of the team in place there too? So did you go down there and meet with a couple of brokers and property managers and so forth? What were some of those things that you put in place?
So yeah, that's a great question. The property management company is the same as the broker we used. The broker came from the same broker that my in-laws used to purchase their home out there, their second home. So that's a great question. And a lot of times it's just asking the right questions. It's networking, see who knows who. People are always going to refer the people that they have great experiences with. So that's just about how any network experience goes. And think about your own situations. If you're going to recommend someone, it's because you had a great experience with them.
Investors, don't sleep on this market and trends. Did you know that in many cities across the U.S., renters now outnumber owners? And demand will only increase. More and more will be renting in droves, and it's putting the squeeze on a tight rental market. Four Peaks Capital Partners has been successfully investing in this proven, recession-resistant sector for years, providing investors with passive income and capital appreciation. Protect your portfolio and invest in private real estate funds, because the demand for affordable housing will only increase. Invest with Four Peaks and let us do all the work. Find out more by calling 877-5-INCOME. That's 877-5-INCOME. Or visit privateincomeinvesting.com. That's privateincomeinvesting.com.
No, absolutely. Because that's, I'm just looking at like some of the questions that folks have asked and reached out to us is, you know, where do I find, you know, how do I start building my team? What are some of the first people to get on my team? And property managers are great, especially, you know, with when you're looking at multifamilies in different markets, because they know everyone. They've probably managed a couple of properties that you might be interested in, and they can definitely help you analyze a property. So to be able to have that in-house with the brokerage firm that you use too, obviously helped out a lot with that. So you had someone that was already keeping their eyes and their ears open for you, and then also had folks that are property management professionals as part of their team.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about trust, and I trusted them because of their experience with my in-laws, and they have a unique relationship where they invite each other over. So knowing that, and they didn't know each other prior to buying their house. They just built that relationship. So that's what the best part is. It's not like they already knew them or they had an established relationship going in. They were recommended by someone else. So that's how that works.
So that was the first one. So then you were saying, I believe the other one was Tennessee, right?
Yes, the 62 unit.
Was that in Chattanooga?
No, that was in Johnson City, the 62 unit.
Okay. So then you you had some success in Florida with that. You built your team. So there was obviously not in-laws living close by with that one. So what was sort of the steps that you took to become to build your team there, to get things set up and eventually be comfortable to purchase in that market, not living there?
Yeah, great question. So basically, I'm part of a lot of private communities where I'm pretty active. I built relationships. I've been to conferences. And along the way, you kind of find yourself attracted to certain people and they're attracted to you. So you build relationships and you have ongoing discussions. So partnership for me looks like a year of growing the relationship. So it's not because I don't trust anyone. It's because when you're doing business, you really have to understand and know the people you're getting involved with. And basically the guy that leads our property management, not the property manager, the guy that leads the team and operations for us on the ground, our boots on the ground, team member. He's an awesome guy, honest guy. I've known him for quite some time, a couple years now. And yeah, it's been a great experience working with him because he's on the ground and he gets to be our eyes and ears on the ground working with the PM. He has a great relationship with the PM. He has great relationships with local banks. And, you know, that's pretty much how you move around in the industry is because you form relationships and allow that to take some time. Don't rush into a partnership. Even if you're investing with a multifamily investment firm, you are going to vet them. You got to properly vet the sponsor. You want to make sure you know their track history, what they've done in the past, what is their wealth preservation business structure look like, just in case the economy hits a snag like what we're going through right now with COVID. And you just want to make sure you have all your I's dotted and your T's crossed prior to even moving forward, because at the same time as you're vetting the multifamily firm, they are vetting you as well as a partner, because they want to know if you're the right fit. Are you a busy professional that's not working? That's focused on working and providing a service for everybody else that needs your service in the world. And are you a right fit for just, all right, you're looking for a passive investment vehicle because you don't want to take on another job or you don't want to manage tenants. So, you know, it's a little bit of everything when you're looking for partnerships on the ground to run and start your own company, or if you're looking to just passively invest as well. So
yeah, and that ties into vetting operators. So it sounds like that you invested in networks, you invested in groups, and you started to meet certain folks in certain groups, and then found and partnered with the right operators to, you know, then be obviously involved in their deals as well. What are some things that people should look at vetting operators? Because that's, I mean, if I could write down a question that is probably the most frequently asked question when it comes to syndications and investing passively is, MC, what should I look for when I vet an operator? So take it away, John.
Awesome. So first thing you're probably going to do is you're either going to hear about them from someone else and be referred, or you're going to come across their social media or their website, and you're going to dive in a little bit deeper. So vetting is just basically you're diving in deeper. It's different layers. First layer is you come across, you're introduced to them. Second layer is you're either reaching out and filling out forms and to get on a call to ask them questions. And then you're going to do your own independent research, because you're going to find out and you're going to sniff around their website and find out what kind of assets they control. And you're going to ask questions particular to the assets. And another thing is you're going to ask your friends and family and your friends in the industry what they're about. Do you know John? Do you know MC? MC is what's he into? What's the experience like? And it's just a little bit of just diving in and whatever that looks like for you to be comfortable. And some people, sometimes it's getting on the phone call and, all right, I can feel their energy. They vibe well with me. They're pretty good. I sense their honesty, because they have an intuition type thing where they want to just vet the sponsor that way, or they need some hard facts where they're asking people, and can you show me what a deal looks like that you've had in the past? And some people go as far as, can I talk to one of your limited partners already? Which for me, if you're going to do that and ask a sponsor that, they're going to tell you their best sponsors that they've had a great experience with. I'd rather just go around asking questions. Hey, do you know MC? Hey, do you know MC? Hey, do you know MC? And just put yourself out there that you're looking to find out more information, because the information you're looking for is going to come either way by putting yourself in out there and asking other people that's probably had the experience with them, because you just don't want to hear from the people that are, you know, leaving the great reviews, right? So That's pretty much how I would go is different layers of just literally just peeling the onion. So start by how you got to know them, and then you move on to do you need to get on the call, or Google searches and all of that. So what kind of, and then asking friends and family or whoever's dealt with that person.
We are living through unprecedented times, and many experts say that in the coming months and years, we're about to see some of the best real estate opportunities of our lifetime. Who's going to benefit the most from these opportunities? Those with access to capital, which is where the Real Estate Accelerator comes in. brought to you by Good Egg Investments. The Real Estate Accelerator is an online course and mastermind that will give you everything you need to raise private capital for real estate syndications. Through building a killer brand that attracts the right investors, you'll be able to take advantage of the upcoming opportunities and scale your business. To learn more, check out cashflowninja.com/goodegg. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could do a lot of due diligence on the internet these days. And if you wanted to, you can even, I mean, there's background checks that you can run eventually if you wanted to get there. But the word, I mean, if people do business well and do it right, the word starts to spread quickly around. And if you start asking in the community, we're, the investment space, especially the syndication space, is very small. You know, as big as it feels, it's small. Everybody kind of knows everyone and what they're doing. So they're definitely going to, the word definitely gets around very, very quickly on that.
That's funny you say that. That's funny you say that, because when you first come into the space, MC, you think it's this big. But you've come to discover it's a small knit community where it's only a few people doing it successfully. You know, and then there's a lot of people that you don't hear doing it. And, you know, so that's how small it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other thing is obviously raising capital for passive deals. So you're obviously been doing that. What are some of the strategies that you've used? What are some of the tactics that you can share for folks that are looking at similar things to do in their business?
Communication. Communication is the number one thing. We try to get back to our investors within 24 hours of them asking a question. Even if it's simply to state, hey, MC, I know you asked that question. I'm still diving in to get you the best answer. Bear with me. I should have an answer for you in tomorrow morning. So it's communication, because at the end of the day, this is how I look at it. MC, if my money's with you and I ask you a question and you're getting back to me a week later, I don't feel confident about that investment. Now, if you're getting back to me, you know, efficiently, I feel pretty good. You know, whether the answer is pretty, like it could be not the answer I was expecting, but the fact that you're communicating with me says so much more about you and your business than it does about, basically, silence is deafening. The longer I'm waiting, the more negative thoughts I'm having about what's going on. Why isn't he getting back to me? Why isn't she getting back to me? Stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you do this nationally too, where now you've got your own show and there's a lot of communication and sharing a lot of value. What are some of the biggest things that you've learned doing that and on your platform too, and some of the things that you've learned from folks that have been on your show that you've been able to use in your own business?
Yeah, that's an awesome question. Is the Passive Investor Show, I like to call myself the Passive Investor Consultant because of the simple fact that I'm learning firsthand from these other experienced operators that I bring on my show. How are they communicating with their investors? What kind of systems and processes are they putting into their business? And Investor Portal is one of the biggest things that people have implemented in theirs, because investors want to log in and see a sense of similar to how they're logging into their stock brokerage. They want to see what their investments look like. Instead of in the old ways, it was all done by you keeping your own spreadsheet. And you know what this deal is doing, you know what that deal is doing. But now you can log in and see deal one, deal two, deal three, and how it's performing. You can see even the newsletters and communications behind that investor portal. So an investor portal is also secure, allows the investors to have some sort of sense of privacy, because that's huge today in a world where information is very, very, very important and critical, especially financial data. You don't want that floating out anywhere, and never mind a spreadsheet maybe in Dropbox or OneDrive, right? So getting your newsletters and updating and then seeing what your distributions look like and then going and updating your own spreadsheet, that's a thing of the past. Investor portals are basically technology and software are changing the game. It's changing how we communicate. It's changing how syndicators actually look and how they're professional, and they really, really look like a a legitimized business now. So that's one thing that's huge. And then another thing that's huge is within that investor portal, being able to set communications with, for instance, MC, if we have a deal, we can sit down and talk about our deal, record it, and then send it to our investors. And when they log in, they get to have a quarterly update on a video conference about what we've done with the asset, what direction we're taking, what kind of strategies we're implementing. And that's another thing that the investor portal allows us to do. That's a great question. That's one thing that we've implemented and streamlined very quickly.
Absolutely. So now you've shared some things that passive investors can do to prepare for their first deal. What are the three things that passive investors can do before they're and to prepare for their first deal?
Yeah. So our experienced investors, they're pastors. This is mainly for the beginning investor that literally you've come across and you know you want to be in real estate, but you just don't have the time or you just don't know how. What are the three steps you can take? One, you need investor confidence. And that's understanding that real estate is for you, what real estate can do. There's five ways you get paid in real estate. The first one is appreciation. Historically, it's been 6% a year, but that fluctuates. And then there's cash flow. You're buying for cash flow. And then there's loan pay down. Every time the loan gets paid, you know, you're paying down the terms of that loan. Then there's tax benefits, the mortgage interest deductions, depreciation, all can be helpful for offsetting income generated from the asset. And then you have the inflation hedge. Inflation, according to the private sectors, right? It's 2% a year, right? Instead of keeping your money in the bank, losing value by 2% a year, you are actually hedging inflation now. So that's the five ways you get paid in real estate. And then there's understanding real estate. A lot of our investors understand real estate more than they do stocks. So that's all part of number one, investor confidence, right? Why you're investing. Number two is prepare and explore, right? What that means is build your criteria. I mentioned earlier, I like singles and doubles. What does that look like for me? B-class assets. I like investing for cash flow. That's part of my criteria, what I mentioned earlier. And wealth preservation. I want to make sure a hiccup like the economy going on right now with COVID, I want to make sure my wealth is preserved. What kind of strategies do you have in place? And then there's the tolerance, the risk tolerance. What is your risk tolerance? Are you looking for ground up development? Are you looking for buying vacant buildings? Are you looking for steady multifamily, already income producing assets, right? You got to know your risk tolerance. That's part of number two, prepare and explore. Then number three is you have to network with the people doing it. MC, you already mentioned it, right? It's a small space. Find out the syndicators that you are comfortable working with. A lot of passive investors are on 3 to 4 lists. Maybe even more, but they like to see different deals from all types of different syndicators. And that's what it is. It's reaching out, getting on those calls, and, you know, as part of that, trusting your education, that what you learned along the way. Why am I in this real estate path? Why am I looking at this deal? Am I too busy to do it myself? That's all part of it. So that's three simple things you can do to help yourself get in your first passive investment.
Camaplan is one of the leaders for personalized tax-deferred and tax-free IRA planning. Camaplan's team can assist you to take control of your retirement funds and financial future through self-directed investing. They offer support to clients throughout the entire process, from opening your first account to making your first purchase to self-managing your assets. Camaplan works with a growing network of investment providers in all asset categories and offer free investor education through classes, events, and webinars with over 15 years of leadership and self-directed retirement investing. Camaplan will help you unlock a convenient and safe way to manage your retirement investments and discover financial freedom beyond traditional investments, beyond Wall Street, and go from forever taxed to never taxed. Start to take control over your retirement funds and financial future today by visiting cashflowninja.com/ Kama plan. Now, you have also shared that, you know, the power of infinite banking and becoming your own banker and utilizing an overfunded whole life insurance policy. And you have mentioned to me before, and there's five reasons that I'm very, very excited to start using that. Well, would you like to share those five with my listeners and viewers?
Absolutely. So I'm at the very infant stages of it. And when I learned about this, I thought it was a no-brainer because I can pass it along to my family. I could build it up and I could be my own bank. That was the most intriguing aspect, as well as passing along my family, and it's tax-free, right? So here's what it looks like for me, all right? I have my dollars work for me in two places, the policy and real estate, which both of those I'm confident in, right? And now the natural protections against death and disability help me and my family as well. That's number two. Number three is my dollars grow tax-free with no disruptions. Four, flexibility for financing rather than just utilizing banks. I love that, right? And five, when I pay it down, I get to use my cash value again to go ahead and make more investments. So that's what it looks like for me. And like multifamily, I have criteria for why I utilize different things. And that's my criteria that I'm sharing with you guys. And thank you for allowing me to mention that, because I thought that was very important as I work with investors that use these products as well. So
yeah, absolutely. You bring up a really good point there. You know, when we talk to folks a lot and they ask us questions, we always ask them, what do you have and why do you have it? What's it doing for you? And we get kind of like the glossy-eyed look, because I don't think a lot of people sit down and think why they have certain things and what is it doing for them, right? What do you do? And how do you do it? And why do you do it? And what do you have? And why do you have it? And what is it doing for you? So it's very important. So big takeaway there for listeners: if you're looking at your own overall strategy, and by the way, if you don't have a strategy and if you have a plan, you know, everybody had a plan at the beginning of the year and got punched in the face, as Mike Tyson would say, and all of a sudden the plan's out the window. So you got to have a strategy. When you evaluate your strategy, What do you have and why do you have it and what is it doing for you? And then overall, what do you do? Why are you doing it? And how do you do it, right? So it's very important things to understand, and that'll be a great conversation with yourself, right? To sit down and just work through that. One habit I've observed from very wealthy and successful folks is they're always studying, they're always learning. What are you currently studying and learning?
Man, I'm always learning different aspects about the market. I'm always reading. I'm actually reading the 48 Laws of Power right now. It's just little things that I'm into self-development. So it's something that it's an ever growing, evolving process for me. So I'm trying to be the best version of myself. And I'm trying to just, I guess what I'm really trying to do is catch up to what my future self looks like, what that vision looks like for me. And I'm just trying to put those little things in practice and move forward every day. So it's an evolving process.
It absolutely is, my friend. Now, a core message in our show is to leave our families, communities, and the world better than we found it by passing down a mindset, values, and principles to future generations, not just money. So if you cannot pass on any money to future generations, and we're only allowed to pass on three principles to them to build wealth and achieve happiness and success, what would they be?
Be good to people. That's number one. And that's something we teach our kids every day. Is be good to people, love each other. Number two is understand what you're going to do, whether that's finances or if you're going to make a decision. Sometimes we make a decision literally in seconds. And then there's sometimes we can't make a decision because we have to really, really think about it, pray on it, and just weigh the pros and cons. So understand what you're going to do, why you're doing it. And when you have confidence in yourself to understand it, you'll have clarity in making the decision. And the last thing is I don't regret anything. So I would share that. Don't regret anything you do. So if you make a decision to do something, understand that it's based off the facts that you know at that point in time. We all would love to make decisions in hindsight. So don't regret your decisions, and you know, just beat yourself to death for it. Allow yourself to make those decisions and live with those consequences because you'll grow from that. So those are the three things I'd leave. And those are the three values that me and my wife share with my kids, with our kids.
Fantastic. And thank you for sharing that. Where can folks learn more about you? Where can they follow you? And where can they stay informed of all of the many projects that you're involved with?
MC, thank you, man. This is a great opportunity. I really appreciate you asking for that. So for the podcast, passiveinvestorshow.com. We would love to have it, anybody in. We always welcome with educational. We only do educational format with podcasts and blogs. We don't have anything else to sell you. So we're just providing information. And then the easy way to get there is johnfortes.com. My last name is F-O-R-T-E-S, John Fortes. So thank you.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, my friend, for coming on the show and sharing your journey and your knowledge and providing so much value for all of my listeners out there and viewers.
Thank you. Appreciate you, man. Thank you for having me. And please, can I leave you with one thing? If your listeners and subscribers haven't, please go and rate and review. Rate and review the show. MC's awesome.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And thank you for you out there listening to us and watching us online for spending your most valuable resource, your time with us. Appreciate you all out there. All of the resources, again, are available at cashflowninja.com. Cashflowninja.com, there's over 600 episodes with cashflow ninjas, just such as John, on there. So definitely check it out. And as always, I'm excited to spending some more time with you in the future. Until our next show, live infinitely.
This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation, and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.